Yesterday, I was speaking on the theme of how the soul constitutionally has a nature to seek shelter somewhere in something. He cannot remain independent. So either the living entity has to take shelter of Krishna or the living entity has to take shelter of Maya. There is no third way out. He has to be in one of these two situations. But the shelter that the living entity achieves in Maya's custody, even if the living entity imagines it to be a very safe shelter, it is not a very safe one. It is exactly like the goats that are kept in a slaughterhouse when they are allowed to eat some green grass for some time. They may be enjoying for some time, but very soon they will all be slaughtered. In the same way, the living entity sometimes feels some kind of temporary peace, a state of peace, in Maya shelter, and he derides the atheists, he derides the thieves or the devotees of God by becoming an atheist. There are many materialistic people who claim to be happy and peaceful, but that shelter is a very temporary one. It's only a matter of time they will face the inevitable miseries of the material existence. Just like if you see a child sometimes, a child refuses to take bath when the mother tries to get the child bathed. Or sometimes you also find a child and denies to share the toys and enjoy with other children. He wants to have all the toys for himself. In the same way, we can see in our conditioned stage a resistance to surrender to Krishna. By refusing to cleanse our corrective methods to cleanse one's heart, the child is greedy even as a child. Similarly, we are also greedy to occupy all the things of the world. And such type of resistance in children, when you see, it teaches a great lesson to us. Even as grown-up people, we are not much different from those children in this world. Because of which, one is put under the shelter of Maya for reformation. Because Maya has to reform and bring one to the constitutional nature of taking shelter of Krishna. So, such a child always brings so many unforeseen obstacles for himself. You can see such a child, how the child cries and makes a hell of a situation in his life. Similarly, all the living beings in this world also, in Tamaguna and Rajaguna, they refuse to surrender to the will of Krishna and bring unforeseen difficulties and troubles in their life. So how can such a situation be rectified? How can such a state of disorder or lack of peace or a troublesome heart, which actually leads to moroseness or lamentation or tiredness in this world, how can that be rectified? The formula is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shokamoha bhayapaha. It is said, by hearing the messages of the transcendental Lord Vasudeva, one can completely be freed from lamentation of the past, illusion of the present, and fear of the future. One can be freed from all these things, which are all the cause of the disturbance of the mind, or the cause of the disturbed state of the living entity in the material world. So this also means, by hearing the transcendental message of Lord Vasudeva or hearing the holy names of Krishna, also one's mind, which is in a constant state of flux, can be brought to a state of peace and serenity and joy from the onslaught of the threefold miseries as well as the threefold three modes of material nature of the material world, which actually give rise to these things: shoka, moha, bhaya. As you see, Lord Krishna scolding Arjuna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Vashochanan, vashochastam, prajnavadahcha bhashase, kathasuna, kathasuchana, anushochanti panditaha. So Krishna was making Arjuna rise above these lower modes and post himself in the Vasudeva platform or a Vishuddha Sattva platform, where he can truly experience peace and joy and the spiritual bliss, in which one is actually truly peaceful. So Shruyamanayam, Yasyam Vai Shruyamanayam, actually means hearing the message of Lord Vasudeva or chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the key for peace, and there is no alternative. Unless one makes a strenuous attempt to hear these holy names attentively and make a progress in hearing. Always the nature of the mind is to give up the endeavor to hear the holy name and to look for material alternatives to achieve peace and joy and stability. Such attempts will be thwarted sooner or later by the forces of Maya. So we talk about chanting every day because we have to convince the living entity sitting, the soul sitting in this body, we have to convince ourselves that paying oral reception to the message of Vasudeva and hearing the holy names of Krishna attentively or endeavoring to hear those names attentively is actually the only panacea for all problems. The only sarva roga nivarani, as we say. That only can bring us peace. That shelter is the only shelter, the ultimate shelter. So we should recite this verse by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very famous verse, which gives us the spirit of chanting of the holy name. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam vam vishame bhavam budhau kripaya tava pada pankaja stita dhuli sadrisham vichintaya. Oh my dear Lord, please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me as one of the millions of atoms at your lotus feet, which is the most safest shelter for me. Harinam Prabhu ki.